Meditation number 7, to honor God our Father. God deserves honor, praise, and glory, as the New Testament so wonderfully says. Look at Revelation 5:12. If you could take a look at the heavens and see how much the angels and saints, who are fully sharing the loving communion with God, honor our Heavenly Father, then our attitude towards God would be penetrated with deeper love and honor. How can we better honor our Father on earth, or at least try it? When we honor someone on earth, we acknowledge the merit he has earned. We expose them and thus raise the person in front of all the people who are witnesses of this honor. So it happens, for example, with people who have done something good. We respect them with appreciation, sometimes with admiration. In any case, we honor the person. If this happens on earth already, how much should we actually acknowledge and honor God for the work of his wonderful creation? Him who has made everything good, him who has provided us with everything, him who has given us the power to do things on earth. What deep gratitude, reverence, and love we would have to awaken in our hearts as we consider this truth. An inner attitude of constant admiration must grow in us if we are allowed to understand the beauties of nature and their secrets. Even more, we can fall into this admiration of God if we look to the wisdom and love with which our Father has accomplished the work of salvation. He did all to call people from the lost state to come close to him.
Dem Vater des Lebens, dem Anfang ohne Beginn, der höchsten Güte und dem ewigen Licht, mit dem Sohn und dem Heiligen Geist, sei alle Ehre, Lobpreis und Dank in alle Ewigkeit.
If the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, opens our eyes, then we will discover more and more the love of God, recognize the masterpiece of his salvation, and honor him for it. This honor is then not only in words and praise of his goodness, but also in fulfilling his wishes and intentions. And so we honor God by also honoring his works and attributing to him all the wisdom and glory we discover. With this we open to God with praising him what already belongs to him. We not only honor the artwork, but also the artist who created it. We honor our Father by witnessing him also to mankind, helping people to discover the very source of all what is good, God himself. The man who honors God, after he has recognized him more deeply, enters into a greater truth. His whole life gets a deeper meaning and changes in the spirit of God. We give a great honor to God if we use the most beautiful thing he has given us for him and his kingdom. Never is a voice more beautiful than when this voice sounds for the glory of God. Never a word is richer than when it announces the benefits and love of God. Never is man more authentic than when he makes a gift of his freedom available to God.
Adoring God, our Father, we will listen to the Holy of the Armenian Rite. Holy, 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 God, Lord of hosts.
Ooh.